My name is Fred Ward, and I'm a meteorologist. And I'm speaking now not only as a meteorologist, but as a resident of the town of Stoughton. I want to discuss the idea of meteorology and how it's going to impact wind farming in the state. Now, wind farmers point to Holland or the Great Plains and out west, or West Texas, or there's a big wind farm on Altamont Pass in California. They call these successes something New Hampshire should emulate. There's one little problem. The wind meteorology of New Hampshire is totally different from the wind meteorology of any of these places that we've talked about. Totally different. Holland, wide and flat, open to the big storms from the North Atlantic. The Great Plains are higher in altitude than many of the hills in New Hampshire, farther above sea level than many of the hills. West Texas is wide and flat, and the terrain in West Texas is almost at the altitude of Mount Washington. New Hampshire is not one of any of these places. It's composed of low country, rivers and lakes, and all of it just about a few hundred feet above sea level. Surrounding all of this lowland, New Hampshire has lots of hills, ridges, and mountains sticking up thousands of feet, topped by Mount Washington. Now, if I were hired by a potential wind farmer to locate good sites for windmills, I'd drive them around the land, pointing out the beautiful views of the hills and the ridges and the mountains. Then I'd say to him, if it looks beautiful from the road, it's a good site for a windmill. And if it looks really great, it's a fabulous site for a windmill. But if it doesn't stand out when you're driving around, forget it. That's the fundamental difference between windmill sites around the country and around the world that you hear all about and the potential wind sites in New Hampshire. The only good wind sites in New Hampshire are those that stand out. Do we really want to decorate our beautiful hills and ridges and mountains? And I use the word decorate in a sarcastic way. I guess I need to tell you that. We need to take a deep breath before we answer that question. And that's what HB 580 is all about. Thank you.
Thank you very much.